ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن الله سبحانه وضع الثواب على طاعته والعقاب على معصيته زيادة لعباده عن نقمته وحياشة لهم إلى جنته.
Imam Ali said, Allah the Glorified has laid down reward for obedience to Him and punishment for committing sins against Him in order to save men from His chastisement and to drive them towards paradise. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find that it is unanimously agreed upon that Imam Ali, the blessed alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, was one of the most pious people in the history of Islam, and during his time, he was the most pious man. And of course, why would it be any different, since Imam Ali was the living miracle, the disciple, and the best follower of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now, we see that despite this piety and this detachment from the world, and this disassociation from the pleasures of the world, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was wealthy, but despite his wealth, he gave everything in the way of Allah, to the extent where, many a times, he didn't have anything in his pockets. Now, again, in another facet, we find that despite this piety and this detachment from worldly pleasures and this constant fasting during the days, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was very strong and he was very powerful, even physically. Of course, spiritually, there is not enough that can be said about the power of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but here we're talking about just the mere physical power of Imam Ali. So, you know, because some of us might think that, oh, if I start to fast, I'll become weak. If I start to worship during the nights, I will become weak. Now, sure, there are some people who, medically speaking, they won't be able to handle fasting. But I think on the average, or for the most part, once you train yourself in fasting, then you do start to gain a certain strength. We see that in Khaybar, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he takes this gate which is related that 70 men couldn't hold up, but he took this gate off of its hinges and then he threw it away and then he made a bridge for it on top of which the Muslims crossed over this this moat or this ditch which had been built by the people of Khaybar. And you will find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite fasting, right, of course on the days where there wasn't a battle, his fasting did not intercede or limit his physical strength, right? Imam Ali alayhi salam is well known in the history of Islam to be probably the bravest person who stood up in the defense of the Holy Prophet and the defense of Islam. We will see in history that it was under the sword of Imam Ali that the enemies of Islam were vanquished. And these weren't just normal enemies of Islam. These were die-hard, serious enemies of Islam. They wanted to kill the Prophet. They wanted to kill the family of the Prophet. They wanted to kill Islam. They wanted to destroy and bury Islam. And it was the sword of this very pious human being, this human being detached from worldly pleasures, this human being who was at the peak of taqwa, piety, and at the peak of zuhud, abstinence. It was under the sword of this individual that Islam found protection. A beautiful and profound lesson for us, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
When the personality of Amir al-Mu'minin is recognized, he
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-ayn ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this program, I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, not that much from the historical point of view, but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha. Ali, in the words of Ali. لا يقاس بآل محمد من هذه الأمة أحد. No one from this Ummah can be compared to Ali Muhammad. Al is Al and Ummah is Ummah. Don't compare them. Don't say they are same or on the same level. لا يسوى بهم من جرت نعمته عليه أبدا. Those who have been blessed because of the ni'mat from the Ahlul Bayt cannot be considered to be equal to the Ahlul Bayt. They are the one who are sahib ni'mat and the blessings. And the people are the one who are receiving it. How can those who bestow the blessings and those who are on the receiving end be on the same level? They cannot be. And this is where we have to realize, you know, that when we talk about this concept, there are different ways of looking at it. In tashahud, and this is a challenge to anyone, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. After that, we challenge anyone to go and say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ummati Muhammadin. Recite that in your tashahud and tell me your namaz is sahih or batil. And try to recite that tashahud without mentioning Ali Muhammad in tashahud. Your tashahud will not be a tashahud. Your namaz, according to Imam Shafi'i, will not be a namaz. So there is a difference between the Ummah and between Ali Muhammad. Don't compare them, don't bring them on the same level and say they are all equal. No. Ali Muhammad have their own status. هم أساس الدين وعماد اليقين. They are the foundation of the faith. They are the pillars of conviction. إليهم يفيء الغالي وبهم يلحق الطالي. All those who are on extremes on both sides, whether they are غالي or ناصبي, they have to come back to the middle ground and follow the Ahlul Bayt.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.